We called ourselves the Pelican Bay Information Project, and our purpose was to go into the prison and gather as much information as we possibly could. Our personal reasons for doing this had to do with having done prison litigation or prison-related work for a long time and feeling that the old paths or the old ways that we had worked were no longer fruitful, and we wanted to find new ways of working so as to give ourselves more spirit, more motivation to do this work and to see things in new ways. We knew that obviously the state of California was seeing things in new ways, and we needed to reorient ourselves to the new reality that is represented symbolically and actually by Pelican Bay. I think the result of that experiment was that we got closer to the truth than I ever have in going into a prison and doing interviews with people before. And that was for two reasons, because our project was unique and different, and as it ended up, we had one writer with us, and she was just enormously helpful in seeing things that we wouldn't have seen. But it was also in the nature of Pelican Bay, which so strips the people inside of defenses that they no longer have anything really to lose. And so the game that is kind of traditionally played between incarcerated people and lawyers who come in to interview them was no longer worth playing. People were more willing to talk to us than I have ever experienced before, and they were more willing to tell us anything we wanted to know. And it was I don't have any reason to disbelieve anything any of the men that we talked to said to me. Usually I go into a prison and I talk to people all day long, and it's as if the energy is being sucked out the bottoms of my feet. There is no kind of exhaustion that is even comparable to the kind of exhaustion you experience when you spend all day inside a prison. Part of that is that game that goes on, not knowing what is true and what is not. A lot of it is the institution itself and how dehumanizing it is. But that didn't happen to me at Pelican Bay. There were times when I would leave there quite sad and very emotionally kind of wrecked by what had been told to me. But there were other times that I left there feeling this kind of strange elation that you feel when you know that you've heard the truth. When you know you have really touched somebody and talked to somebody and you've had a truly rich human encounter with another person. And even if the content of that encounter is very sad and very compelling and very upsetting and very tragic, if it's true, then you leave it with some sense coming away bigger.